You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Earlier this summer, law enforcement leaders in the city of Dallas said homicide rates in the city were on track to reach nearly 230. That would be the highest level the city's seen in a decade, according to the Dallas Morning News. Well, after the shooting death of a 9-year-old girl on the east side a few days ago, she just happened to get caught in the crossfire of a rivalry between two rappers. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson announced the creation of a Safe Communities Task Force to try to find ways to address the problem of escalating violence. Alan Cohen has been tapped to be a part of this task force. He is the head of the Dallas nonprofit Child Poverty Action Lab. Mr. Cohen, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Great, thanks for having me.
What do you understand to be behind the Dallas mayor's call to create this task force in the first place? Why isn't what the police are doing enough?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, we are waking up to tragedies in our community, and there's nothing more important than making sure that the streets of Dallas are safe for our children.
But how do you do that? I mean, obviously, the Dallas police have their hands full. The governor has sent in troopers to try to help out, and yet it seems like the violence continues.
Sure. So issues of public safety, issues of preventing violence, these are extraordinarily complex and nuanced issues. And I certainly believe that when you take on issues as complex as public safety, it requires an approach where you're going to combine the best deep data analysis with the lived experience of community members that feel like their streets are not safe right now. I also think that when we read headlines, when we start with the kinds of numbers that you began this interview with, we run the risk of using data to admire the problem. And instead, what we want to do is really focus on solutions. And so what are the solutions that data is showing us are really driving results in communities around the country? And how do we make sure that we're able to get those same results here in Dallas?
Could you explain what you mean when you say data admiring the problem?
Yeah, I think that we can get so locked into the numbers. We know that we have a safety issue. That's the reason we have a task force. But we can't only use data to tell us that we have a problem. We also have to use data to show us what is a path forward so that in a year from now, we're not having the same conversation that we're having today.
You, of course, you don't need data to tell you that you have a problem. I think most everyone in Dallas understands
exactly
that there is a problem. But I think that some listeners may wonder, you know, is this task force about finding solutions, genuine solutions, or is it a kind of political cover? Because it certainly, you know, task forces in the past have been formed to do what seems like sometimes just that, to provide a kind of political cover. If it's not clear what these task forces can actually do, I think a lot of people are left scratching their heads and wondering if this is a real answer to a serious problem.
Well, you know, I certainly can understand why folks may have skepticism about solutions that haven't been identified yet. But I'll tell you, I'm not a politician. You know, I have no desire to ever be a politician. What I'm really interested in is truly identifying solutions. And that's certainly why I was honored to be asked to be a part of this.
Sure.
And why I agreed to be a part of this. And so, you know, one of the reasons that I'm certainly involved in this is because we know that there's a deep intersection between crime and poverty, and can ask ourselves, is crime contributing to poverty, or is poverty contributing to crime? And the answer is yes. And so there's a whole host of issues that we can get to before a crime or an offense ever takes place.
Alan Cohen is the head of the Child Poverty Action Lab. He's also been recently tapped to join Dallas's new Safe Communities Task Force, which is meant to address the city's growing homicide rates over the past year. Mr. Cohen, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much.